Hey, everybody, it's our first marketing message. It is Wednesday, I believe, because that's the day I'm supposed to talk about marketing. This is a new experiment for me, so we'll see how the format works out. But, today I was thinking about how we really need to keep our messages short and focused. So I was looking at an email series from somebody, you know, it was one of the people I work with, and they said, oh, here's your email sequence. And I'm reading this email. It's four paragraphs. And the first one is, hi, my name is fill in your name with fill in your company. And we do this X, Y, and Z. We've noticed some fact, and we know that your marketing will improve because nobody cares about marketing. Blah, blah, blah. Another paragraph with a thing. And then when's a good time for us to talk? Or what, you know, it was like, it was freaking awful. I mean, I'm reading this and you want me to give this out? It's terrible. Look, here's the deal. We are all stressed out. Time is short and attention spans are lower than officially for humans. We are below the attention span of like moths, you know, around bright lights. Nobody's going to read your crap. As a matter of fact, I look at a lot of emails in my program and I can see the first couple of lines, and I can tell by the first couple of lines if I even want to open the email. So if you don't get me right away, and most people I think are like this, maybe not using that tactic, but if I got to read a paragraph about you who I don't know, I'm gone. If you're going to tell me some fact that you've learned about marketing, I'm gone. Right? I'm checking my business email. I want to know how you can help me. What can you do for me? What the hell do you want? Keep it short. You know, hi, I'm looking to talk to your director of whatever about this problem. Is that you? If not, let me know who I should be talking to. Done. And, you know, why does something like that work? Because half the time you're going to get to the wrong person, especially if you're doing cold emailing, or even warm emailing. You're going to get to somebody whose job it is to filter through emails. And if you don't tell them what to do, I'm looking for the director of technology or your marketing director or whatever it is you're looking for, you can at least get to the right person's inbox. And because you got to their inbox through a gatekeeper, they're more likely to look at your message. You still got to be short. You still got to keep it simple and you got to keep it focused. So none of this, you know, we're a full service marketing agency. We do websites and SEO and SEM, and we do Facebook ads and we do Google Analytics reviews, and no, good for you. I'm an auto repair shop. I fix transmissions and I fix brakes and I fix engines. No, that's not how people do stuff, right? You know they need a marketing person to solve a problem, and they probably aren't thinking they need a marketing problem, are they? They're thinking they need to solve a problem. I see something on your website that is causing you to lose traffic. Let me fix it. Give me 2 minutes. I'll show it to you. You can fix it yourself. Direct. Call me. Here's my phone number. Don't put your email in your stupid signature, you knucklehead, because it should already be in the header, right? If you don't want a phone call, don't put your phone number in. You don't need to put your address in unless you're cold email spamming. Keep it short. Stop putting freaking pictures in your email signature. Nobody needs to see your logo. People have one question. Can you help me fix this thing? Can you help me get more of this or do less of this or convert more of this? And if the messaging is anything less than that, you're losing people. So keep it simple. Keep it very short. Keep it focused. Tell people what to do. Give them the call to action so they know what the next step is. And move on. You can certainly follow up. That's fine. That's important. But short, focused, tight. One action. One question, one call to action. That's it. So one of the things I was doing this week in the business was rewriting emails for the new audit series. And again, it's, here's a problem I found. Let me tell you how to fix it. Call me. We're done. Okay. I may send them, you know, a follow-up that says, here's a problem I found. I can tell you how to fix it. Book a time on my calendar. It'll take me 15 minutes to run you through it. Here's my link. Boom. Not selling. I'm not asking for a lot of stuff. I'm not talking about everything that's wrong on their website. I'm saying, here's a specific problem. Here's what's wrong. I might even tell them, here's what you can do to fix it. If you have any questions, reach out. Simple, direct, helpful. I think you'll get a lot further with that than writing four paragraphs about yourself and your company and, oh, something about COVID and blah, 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 blah. Because honestly, that's what most people see right after about line five, blah, 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 blah. So you got to get the good stuff in early. And the best way to make sure you get all the important good stuff in early is to write very little. Focus. Okay. This is Davey. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.